Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining the 18th episode of Carrie Aller and Friends Coffee Chat. Today I have with me my sweet friend, Alicia Mignot. Hi Alicia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing well, blessed to be on the show with you.
Well, it's a blessing to have you. I'm so excited and I know that everyone's going to be super pumped and eager to hear what you have to say. I know your messages are always powerful and anointed. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we met, a couple years ago or the past year. It was at a conference that we both spoke at.
Yes. Warrior Cry Conference.
That's
Oklahoma.
Right. Yes. And it's so powerful. I love it. The whole conference is authentic and real. And it's just really, really awesome. And you're one of the co-founders of it, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we started, my friend Melissa brought me up and, you know, just had a word and was speaking to her heart. She's like, you know, would you be interested in doing these conferences? And at the same time, God was working on me. She had no idea that that was actually a dream of mine that I wanted to launch when I was 40. And I was 37 at the time. And I was like, no, hold on, God. I said 40. You know, we have our ways. His ways are always better.
Right.
But he, Pastor Jeanette from Oklahoma, from the Linkton Church, and they just welcomed me on board. They actually kicked it off. I added on. They built the whole conference from the ground up. And October 5th, we'll be doing our third year for the conference.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Really, God is doing great things with them.
Yeah, awesome. Well, will you share a little bit about your story? I'd like to give everyone kind of a backstory about who you are and, you know, your heart. And then we'll kind of go into other topics.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I grew up in Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I am Ecuadorian and Caucasian, so my parents call me their little America Dorian. And a couple of little fun facts. Well, my son does music. He currently is a recording artist. And my daughter is running for city council, so she's got a bunch of things going on, the mayor's youth city council. But growing up, my brother launched into the entertainment business. He's actually Vanilla Ice. Yeah, it was really cool. It was an interesting childhood. It's like being in middle school with your brother launching as Justin Bieber. And we were just on the Family Feud a couple of weeks ago. We actually filmed in February, but we won, and that was really exciting. So I went viral with my crazy answers. And you guys Google it and poke fun at me because I love to laugh. So it was good, and I know you do, Karen.
Oh, you know I do, girl. Well, I just love that. And honestly, you guys definitely need to check out that clip because I just knowing who you are and like, you know, I've heard your heart and everything. It was just, it made my heart happy just to listen to you and your answer.
And the funny thing was, I was like this team captain, you know, we all downloaded the Family Feud app and we'd been playing for months and I was like, no silly answers. Okay. The top 100 American average question. And then I went way left. And but that's just the way life is.
Right.
And it made comedy. And so it was a good moment for sure. Many moments.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So I know something that's on my heart all the time. You know, it's one of my things because, you know, whenever I was in middle school, I almost took my life because of one person's opinion on who I was and having that negative self-talk. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so self-talk is important to you, too. So what should we tell the person right now that's having a lot of negative self-talk going on in their life?
Oh man. Well, I get chills when I hear that just because that's what I feel like my purpose is. Self-talk, my platform is self-talk. The world will tell you who you are. God will tell you who you are. But if that inner voice, if you don't tell yourself who you are, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to church every weekend. You can be filled with good people and with bad people. And none of it is the truth until you correct your truth talk in your head and you say it out loud.
Right.
And that's affirmations. You know, I got this blessing of this platform to help other people through my own struggle. Got married at 18. I had a baby, had John at 17, got married at 18, and was in an abusive relationship for 15 years. We had many ups and downs. I say it's the most beautiful, terrible love story of all time. But, you know, emotional abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse. Mm. And I was going through the divorce, and I was in my living room, and I was feeling a lot of pain. And I hit my knees, and I said, God, it's almost too much. I'm tired. It's almost too much, and there's got to be something good. What? Just use me. What do you want to do? And I don't play around with it, and I've only heard him, you know, a handful of times in my life. And he said, let's use it to help somebody else. And I said, all right, let's go. And, you know, it was just so emotional for me in that moment because I realized that my pain is going to have beauty.
Yeah.
And, you know, through my story, everyone has a story. And when we talk and bring the darkness into light, that's where the devil can't stir up wrong things, you know, and that's where we take his power away. So that's just what my platform is. I want to speak to anyone and everyone who has something that's hurting or that, you know, we're all going to have something that hurts us in life. It's just a matter of what. It's not an easy road. We're not here for a Disney World trip. You know, it's trial and tribulations. Mm. And so we have that positive self-talk and people around us to help us in those seasons for sure.
I love that so much. I love your heart in that too. And, you know, actually yesterday at church, our pastor was saying that, you know, happiness, you know, we can go out to eat at our favorite restaurant and we're happy, but then, you know, that wears off. And then, you know, we can go somewhere and we're happy. Like you're saying, it's not a Disney World, you know, happy go lucky thing. Life is hard, but true joy comes from the Lord. And that's something that nobody can take away from you, you know?
Amen. Amen. And when so many people that I love that you brought up that word happiness, because so many people, I feel, especially, you know, in America, we believe that we need to be happy, you know, and we're so in touch with our sensitive feelings. I don't want to do this because it doesn't make me happy. This doesn't make me happy. And that makes us reactive people.
Right.
And my pastor says, you know, he basically teaches us at Elevate Life Church to do the things that we don't want to do. You know, take care of the little things and the big things will take care of themselves. You have to push through that sometimes. You know, not everything is fun. Not everything is happy. But when you have joy and when you know God and you have your purpose, then you find true joy and have happy moments. But life isn't easy. You know, it's very hard.
Yeah.
I just lost a friend. My friend Melissa and I lost a friend this summer. And I had just saw him a few days before he passed away on a motorcycle accident. And he lived a very challenging life. However, the one thing is that he knew God and he always was, his spirit was sweet, is what we say. And I actually... bees and bumblebees. I purchased a little bumblebee because the one thing that I wanted to take from him, his legacy, is the sweetness. You know, it says, let's see, 2 Corinthians 2:15, for we are like a sweet smelling incense offered by Christ to God, which spreads among those that are being saved and those that are being lost. And I just love that because so many times in life, the hard challenges take away our sweetness and our joy. And that's just what the devil wants, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So something that I'm starting on really today, I'm doing a fast if anybody wants to join us. But I'm doing a 21-day fast basically till the end of the month. and I'm trying to remember consistently my sweetness. And I'm also doing the Daniel's Fast for cleansing and, you know, just emotional health. We have the conference coming up next month, so I want to be transparent on stage and bring my best A game.
I love that. That's awesome. I tried the Daniel Fast for like a day, and then I was not self-disciplined in that, sister. I need help.
Hey, you can do it with me. Do it with me. It is. It takes about 3 to 5 days, really, to clear your palate, and then it gets a little easier.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's what I've heard. I'm like, Lord, I know, like, I possess that because that's part of the fruits of the spirit, you know, the self-discipline, but I'm like, oh, I need help in that area.
Come on. We'll help each other out.
There you go.
I still have honey pantry that are going to torment me throughout this, so I need to throw them away.
Well, okay, so what would you say to the person right now, too, that maybe... You know, like you said, you had this dream and your heart that at 40 you wanted to do these things. And maybe there's someone listening right now that is wanting to do things too, but maybe they're making excuses or they're doubting. What would you say to that person right now?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't like to declare it, but I am a, I've had issues in the past of being a procrastinator. But I'm believing that through, you know, my note taking and my skills that I'm out of that season, but I never want to go back. procrastination is real, and self-doubt is even more real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have a dream, they say when you have an idea or you want to say something, your brain actually has about 2 to 3 seconds before the negativity kicks in. So I love people that, you know, and it's a love challenging relationship, but I honor people that don't think sometimes before they speak and they just react, and that can go really left and really right. But sometimes people just say beautiful things, let's say it like that, when they voice their opinion, you know, and they compliment people and they don't hesitate and they raise their hand and they answer that question, being risked of being right and being wrong. Now, on the other side of the fence, of course, you can start a whole mess of negativity when you don't think before you speak. But maybe there's that 1 second play time where you can practice the pause and then speak. But I don't know. Psychological experts have said there's about like a 2 to 3 second reaction time. And I say when you have that, if you don't want to say it out loud, write it down.
Mm.
And hold yourself accountable for that thought. It's very important to write your goals down. I believe in vision boards.
Yeah.
I believe that's what brings it to life. We have so many ideas that we float around in our mind that we never bring into fruition because, first of all, we don't pray about it. And so many people doubt themselves and they say, well, was that me? Was that God? What is that? And you can spend years letting things cycle in your mind versus just writing it down.
Yeah.
I have a board in my office that I've done. I believe the other speaker's name is Terry Seville. She's a vision board expert. And she's birthed so many things just from writing it down and putting it on the wall. And right now I'm at UNT. I'm getting my bachelor's degree. But I want to get my master's degree, and I already wrote down my graduation date. I wrote down that I want to go to Pepperdine, and I wrote down all these goals, and I wrote down my GPA because I know that's what I need to get into this other school, and I can see it. It's tangible.
Yeah.
And then when you start speaking about it, so for instance, I said I got this thought from God in my head, and I wrote it down, and then I started talking to my family and friends about it, which that area can be very gray because when you open your mouth and begin talking about it, you subject yourself for other people's opinions.
Mm.
And, you know, you do have to really be prayed up in God's word and trust yourself.
So true.
You know, because everyone will have an opinion.
Yeah.
Again, that goes back to You know, the world tells you things. God tells you things. But, you know, what do you tell yourself? And then I just started declaring what I am. And it came out of my mouth one day. It floated in my mind. And someone said, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a motivational speaker. And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, I think I am. Wow, I just declared it. And it might sound, you know, it sounds silly. I remember how silly it sounded back then. But honestly, so, you know, when you take one step forward into your dream or into your problem or whatever it is, God meets you exactly where you are.
Yeah.
You know, and that step can be saying, you know, I don't want to have this problem anymore. God, help me take this off my shoulders, put it in a backpack and give it to him. A lot of things that thought process that you have to go through in your mind. And when you take action with your mouth, that's when it brings it into life. You know, so I strongly believe in visualizing things.
I love that so much.
Yeah. One of my friends, she was just diagnosed as bipolar. And, you know, I believe God's the healer of all things. But I do believe we need doctors and intelligence, emotional intelligence, to help us with, you know, tangible practices. And when she's having a moment where she feels super frustrated or super sad, she visualizes actual pictures in her head. She will visualize a dial from 10 and visualize herself turning it back down to 1. And she practices the pause. And if you actually run through those things in your mind, it helps you act them out in the flesh. And so I think that's something that we have to do with our goals and our dreams is we have to visualize it. We have to see it. We have to write it down. And then we have to speak it. And when we start that, we take action.
I love that.
The next step. Yeah, the next step is to, you know, write down a date. And on this day, I'm going to reach out to this person and do that. And it's tiny baby steps, but you will get there as long as you keep moving and you don't stay stagnant.
That's such godly wisdom. And, you know, I always think of that verse too in Habakkuk 2. And I looked it up here and I'm going to share it, but it's Habakkuk 2. And this is the Message version. It says, and then God answered, write this, write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. And it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time. So, you know, that what you were saying about writing it out is biblical. I mean, God's telling us, you know, write out your vision. And, you know, before I started doing speaking and writing, people ask me the same thing, you know, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a speaker and I'm an author. And I said, I'm an author before I even had a book, but I spoke it, you know, and I had that faith that God was going to, you know, do it. So I think that's pretty powerful.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. I love that verse. And I mean, we should all write that on our walls because I mean, I tell people so many times, I'm so passionate about the mind. And, you know, we're all born these beautiful the children, you know, God puts us in our mother's wombs and has golden dreams and purposes for each of us.
Yeah.
Every single one. You know, that's why there's so much diversity and so many different people. There's almost 8 billion of us here. And for someone to feel like they don't have a purpose or a message just hurts my heart because we all have something planted inside of us. And Hollywood makes it look like it's supposed to look like this, but that's where we have to say, you know, it might just be ministering to people. If one person in your life can be your purpose, you know, sharing your testimony, taking care of something that needs to be done, you know, taking care of elderly, taking care of pets. I have a million pets that I love and they bring other people joy, you know?
Yeah.
So it's the little things in life. We all have something that we enjoy, and right. It's just a matter of seeing what we can do with that. yeah. and not getting stuck in that rut.
I love what you said too about, you know, even if it's just for one person. And one thing my mom asked me one day, she said, you know, Carrie, if you're doing all this and nobody except for one person gets touched or they read your book or whatever, you know, you have to trust God in that. And is it worth it? And I said, yes, it is, you know, because I know that God put this in my heart and I'm going to do it, and he can do whatever he wants with it. You know, it's not about making me known. It's about making him known. And
absolutely. And like you said, you know, just, it's about for the one. That's one thing we say at church too. And we can, our mind can run away with different things, that it should be like this, or it should be like this or that, and do that comparison. But how do you compare your greatness to someone else? You can't. It's almost an insult to God, you know, to say that, because he doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And we do that. We play the comparison game, you know, on social media, or we look at other people's race and we think, you know, well, I want what they have, or I'm not content with what I have. But that kind of goes back to the happiness thing. You know, if we're trying to live for those little things to make us happy, we're never going to be content. But if we focus all of our energy and what we, you know, are trying to find ourselves complete in, and we put that in Jesus, you know, then we will be fulfilled.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we got to wake up every morning and put on the armor of God. And again, it's very visual, but you know, when you put on that helmet of salvation and you protect your mind, that's the most important thing you can do. Of course, your heart as well, when it comes to relationships and things like that, but it all comes down to the mind, your emotional intelligence. And you know, we're all born with at the same level, you know, with goals, and with God put seeds in us to sprout. But the devil attacks us.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that I speak about a lot, that is one of my passion, is the fact that so many people believe in God, but I don't know how many people really believe in the devil. And I think if you understand the story of Lucifer, he fell from the heavens and took one third of God's army, that he's real. Now, it doesn't mean we have to worship him, of course.
Right.
But we have to be aware that the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why we have to wake up every morning and, you know, let God know I'm on your team. Come in, Holy Spirit, walk with me throughout this day. Protect my mind. And don't let those things take you out.
Right.
You know? Those strongholds, I call it the arrested development. You know, my beautiful story is, it starts rough, but the first affair that my ex-husband had, I was 20 years, maybe 19 years old, and he actually had an affair with my best friend.
Mm.
Well, I stayed with my husband. I left my best friend. And fast forward, and it hurt, and I carried it for many years. Nightmares, stress, all of these things that let the devil take away my joy. Fast forward 15 years later, I get a divorce. My best friend contacts me and apologizes and said that the same thing had happened to her. And she, you know, just had it like many, many days of communication. But the first thing I did is I just sent her Matthew West song about forgiveness. And I said, you owe me no apology. I forgave you a long time ago. And I sent her the words to that song. And it just says, you know, basically forgiveness is a release. And it's about forgiving that other person and giving them to God. And it can be a circumstance. It can be a person. It can be, you know, something that's happened to you. But it all comes around to humans hurting humans. It might be intentional or unintentional, but when we hold on to that, that's what the devil wants.
Right.
You know, and it's such a cool story, because actually she came over to my house a few weeks ago with her daughter, and we had the biggest music night worship session I think I've ever had in my life. And it's just awesome. When God, someone asked me, you know, how do you do that? And I said, oh, girl, I did not do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just God. That's just God. You know, you can't do anything without him. So
that's pretty powerful. I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that had they, you know, been in the same situation, I don't think they would respond to that situation like, you know, you did. And that's the power of forgiveness and the power of grace, you know, and God gives us that every day and we don't deserve it at all. And, you know, I think a lot of people, they hold grudges, and all that does, you know, we've all heard that expression that you drink poison and you expect it to hurt someone else, but it's really hurting you. Or you're getting in a car and you're driving off a cliff and you're expecting it to hurt someone else, but it's really just hurting you, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our conference in October is on metamorphosis. And forgiveness, I believe, is a strong part of metamorphosis because it begins from pain and it ends with beauty, you know? And that's the whole process of... sorry, I was reading and talking at the same time here. But that's basically the whole process, though. You know, it starts with something. It ends with a different avenue. And it's metamorphosis. And it can be, you can have that full growth, or your growth can be, you know, strangled out, choked out. You can have the arrested development where you don't grow past that point and you just stay there.
Yeah.
And I mean, what happens to water when it doesn't move, when it doesn't have flow, you know, it becomes stagnant. And that's what the devil wants with our hearts. Every time something happens, he wants it to become stagnant and just to sit and us not to heal from it. And, yeah. You know, so when we do heal from things, people are like, oh my gosh, how did you get over that? Or how did this happen? And you just know it's just God, because we're of the flesh. We are not able to graduate from large things that hurt like that without some kind of being bigger than us. You know, the flesh wants to talk. The flesh wants to get in our head and tell you, be mad and be angry and hold on to that. You have the right to hold on to that. They hurt you.
Right.
You know? Ugh. Crazy.
It is. Well, and you know, we always forget too, I think sometimes, that, you know, our battle really isn't against flesh and blood. It's against the evil one. And so, we just attach whatever, you know, those things are to the people, and, you know, we kind of take it and run with it. But, you know, I've been hurt by people. Everyone's been hurt by somebody at some capacity, but we just have to extend that grace that God gives us, and we, you know, are free when we do that instead of being shackled with all those negative feelings, you know?
Absolutely. And I love what you said there. You know, we do, we have to be free from it, because again, the devil's real. He wants us to stay right there. And then if we focus on what happened bad, we don't give the opportunity to focus on what God can turn that bad into. You know,
absolutely. Well, okay, so I always ask everybody that's on the show what their favorite drink at Starbucks is, or I ask them like what their favorite coffee is. So are you a coffee drinker?
So I like coffee.
You what?
I said I love coffee.
Okay, good.
But I'm not a coffee drinker because I have too much energy in my system. And I used to work at Nordstrom, and my team would say, did you have coffee today? And I would be like, yeah. And this is what we're going to do. And this is what we're going to do. And this is what we're going to do. And they're like, oh gosh, no. But so yeah, I drink tea. I like my tea more. It gives me a little more even kilter on the, energy scale. But when I do drink coffee at Starbucks, I like the Americano.
Oh yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. Americano. And then caramel macchiato. I'm not picky. I like coffee straight with just plain coffee with cream and sugar.
There you go.
Yeah. And chocolate coffee beans. I can have four of those at a time.
Oh yeah.
I've been told.
You've been told. I'd love
not
it.
A whole bag. I scare people with a whole bag of coffee.
Well, you are so funny, and I really love your heart. And you guys, if you have a conference coming up or an event, I know that Alicia would be amazing, and she would really, really add to your conference. So, Alicia, how can they get a hold of you if they'd like to book you for a conference or they'd like to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Well, I'm on Instagram. It's Alicia Mino, M-I-N-O. I believe my name on there, my name on there is Alicia, A-L-I-S-H-A, Beth, B-E-T-H, 3. Or you can just look up Alicia Mino. Facebook, same thing, Alicia Mino. And then my email is going to be AliciaMino111@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, I'm just so thankful for you. I'm thankful that you were on the show. And, you know, I really enjoyed all your wisdom. And I just know that the conference this year is going to be fantastic.
Yes, we are so excited. We are so excited. So, and then you can look us up. We'll be in on Facebook, Warrior Cry. And you can, I'll have links connected to my social media as well. But definitely come check us out. We're just real women wanting to share our stories and hear about your story. That's the main thing with this conference, is that we want to build relationships. And we do small conferences. We just do a little girl chat throughout the year, 3 times, so that we can stay connected in your lives. Because one thing that I think some people don't realize is, they see speakers and they think they've got it all together and they know all these things and they're in, you know, there to pour out wisdom or help to the audience. However, the audience is what helps me.
Yeah.
You know, getting that feedback and connecting with people, that's my lifeline. So I love building those relationships out of helping women at conferences, for sure.
Absolutely. And you have a fantastic singing voice. I love your voice. You just are so dynamic, and I'm just really, really thankful to know you. I really am.
Thank you so much. I needed to hear that. I'm working on my song right now, and I redid it last night like 30,000 times. I didn't have my self-talk on.
Hey, girl, we got to get that on.
Myself, right? I was like, okay, this is... let's do this. I did walk away and go to bed, but no. I'm in the works finalizing the song for the conference, so I'm really excited.
That's awesome. Well, you are just so talented. You're amazing, and I know that God is directing your steps for sure, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for the opportunity. Thank you for doing what you do and being such a vessel to women and men and helping people, because, you know, that's what we do. We stand together as sisters and help everybody else.
That's right, girl. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen. Have a good day.
You too.